Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Tobias, let's talk about if certain industries need to be more concerned about the risks when it comes to not innovating, just because of the industry that they're in.
Yes, absolutely. I think it's an interesting point you're raising there. Again, if you look at the SME segment, people tend to talk about the SME segment.
But it's very fragmented.
It's highly diverse. You're talking about the hawker center stall around the corner,
variety.
All the way up to 80, 90 million of revenue. So it's a very, very diverse segment. It's not the one SME segment. And not only the size is very different, also the industries the SMEs are operating in are very, very diverse. In Singapore, a big, big part of the SMEs, as you know, are service-oriented. Mm-hmm. And if you think about, you know, services, you deal a lot with consumers. Look at the number one risk we had is the risk to innovate, to meet customer needs.
Yep.
It's definitely more pronounced for companies that have exposure to consumers, that deal with clients daily basis, because their expectations changing in a rapid speed. But then if you think about a bit more, in inverted commas, conservative industries like construction, they are not dealing on a daily basis with consumers necessarily. Their concerns are very different ones. They're looking at economic uncertainty. There's a high correlation between GDP growth and construction output, for instance. So it's really important to understand the SMEs not as one segment, but looking really who are we talking about and which area of the industry are they operating in and how big they are, quite frank.
Mm-hmm. Well, talk to us, Tobias, how SMEs can go about staying competitive. I mean, after all, as you mentioned, they kind of lack financial muscle and some fear internationalizing, and some are also resistant to innovation. So how do they stay competitive?
Well, that's the $100 million question.
Isn't it? Yes.
And again, I don't want to give the idea that there's a one solution fit all. Mm. I don't think it exists. Mm-hmm. I think there are a couple of themes which are interesting to mention. I think internationalization is an important topic to mention. And again, this is not applicable for every SME in Singapore, but the ones that achieved scale in the domestic markets, the next logical step has to be to look in the neighboring countries. There's so much more opportunity than only on the island of Singapore. So that's the one thing I would say for the large SMEs. If you look at the smaller SMEs, and you know, the big majority of SMEs are actually very small SMEs, not the large ones.
The micro SMEs,
exactly. Mm. I think the digital space or automation space is a very, very important point to mention. And yes, there is a bit of concern, but I think what is important to understand, you don't have to implement the big fancy programs. It can be very small steps, right? So it can be automating certain aspects of your production chain. It could be implementing a new HR system, which, you know, gets rid of you sitting and doing payroll night in, night out. Mm-hmm. So there are lots of little things you can do in the digital and automation space. And I think, you know, the Singaporean government is really trying to help here as much as possible. Another point I'd like to make, especially on the micro or small SMEs, I think there is not only in Singapore, but globally, a movement of consumers being more community conscious. Many consumers now prefer the local coffee shops over going to a big chain. They prefer to going to the local bookshop over buying online. They like to go to the independent cinema over the cinema
multiplexes
chain.
Yeah.
Yes. So I think that's something SMEs can leverage and they can bank on and try to be ingrained really in the community, being part of the community. And if you look at the success stories from the US, from the UK, the SMEs that really, really managed to survive are the ones that became part of the community, they're part of the daily life of people.
Tobias, let's talk about evolving risks. One of them may be geopolitical, as you mentioned earlier. What are some of the other risks and how can SMEs combat them or mitigate them?
Yes. So one of the risks we're seeing rising higher on the radar for SMEs or companies in general, to be frank, is cyber attacks. Again, a huge, huge threat to them. There are hundreds and hundreds of cyber attacks happen every day, and SMEs are utterly unprepared, actually, for any of these attacks.
We just don't hear about it. We only hear about the big ones, right?
You hear about the big ones because, very frank, most of the settled outside the direct scope of the publicity. But this is it's a big risk. The cyber risk, I see, is a big risk. Political uncertainty, it's a big risk, but it's very little you can actually do as an SME about it. I mean, you know, the Chinese-US trade war, is very little you can do if you sit in a hawker center and prepare your food. So there are risks which are controllable by SMEs, and I think there are ways to mitigate cyber risk, for instance. There are technological solutions you can provide. There's cyber insurance. Aon is very active in providing cyber insurance solutions. But then there are political risks, there are economic risks, which are very difficult for SMEs to mitigate.
Mm, Tobias Schneider, Head of Financial Institutions, Affinity Asia at Aon. Tobias, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.